Sandro Botticelli was one of the most significant and prolific painters in Florence in the second half of the 15th century. Benefiting from regular patronage from the Medicis, in his distinctive style, he often depicted mythological scenes, ones populated by figures of exceptional, ethereal beauty and containing complex literary references. He also received commissions for religiously themed works, in this case for the Florentine Monastery of Cestello. This work today can be found in the Uffizi Gallery in Florence. The scene captures the moment when the angel Gabriel conveys the extraordinary message to the Virgin Mary that she will conceive, carry, and give birth to the Son of the Most High, to be called Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit, as recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. Botticelli sets these figures on a clean stage of geometric calmness, as if to emphasize the drama of their movement and interaction. The evident strength of Gabriel's wings, the flowing lines of his transparent cape, and the billowing of his garment all convey the energy and power with which he has burst onto the scene. His momentum is entirely forward-facing, and almost passionate, but not aggressively so. He kneels in submission, carries a gift of a lily, traditionally a sign of innocence, and raises his right hand in affirmation and blessing. Meanwhile, Mary, depicted with strikingly sinuous lines, both advances towards Gabriel and turns away from him, with her hands moving in opposite directions, one extending and unhesitatingly, and the other withdrawing cautiously. Her physical reactions speak wordlessly of her complex emotions as she responds to the wholly unexpected news that the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Again, quoting from Luke chapter 1, verse 35. Perhaps those emotions include both joy and surprise at God's plan for her life, as well as shock and fear at all it might mean. Notably, Mary is set against a solid wall, whereas beyond Gabriel is a richly detailed landscape, one replete with references grounded in scripture to a heavenly kingdom of God. The door to it is open. There's a substantial tree in a central place, possibly referring to the tree of life, or to the cross, and a free-flowing river washes through the scene, perhaps conveying God's unending grace and blessing. In the season of Advent, we celebrate anew the gift of God coming to earth to embrace us in all our fallenness and to point us to his kingdom. His posture towards us is always open and welcoming, extending himself and offering forgiveness without limitation. Amidst deeply troubling and uncertain times, may we set aside our fears and once again, or for the first time, accept the joy of the salvation he freely offers.